Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu in prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju na ta dan petek 10. marca 2017, ko imam na telefonu kot posebnega gosta znanega in aktivnega člana druge generacije slovenske skupnosti v Sidneju, gospoda Branka Fabijančiča, ki je zelo aktiven v klubu Triglav. In Brankota smo povabili, da nam nekaj več spregovori o letošnjem tako imenovanem srečanju, reunion. Branko, dobar dan, welcome to our program.
Dobar dan, Lenti, and good afternoon to all your listeners. Thank you for having me on.
Branko, you had a reunion at Club Triglav last year, and we heard it was a huge success, and you're planning something similar this year. Tell us more.
Yes, Lenti. Last year, a few of us got talking about how do we get the second generation to come together, and we know we all live very far from the club. It's not just Triglav Mounties Club, it's the you know the church and as Lensville Drushua, and we've all drifted away. And I saw an opportunity to talk to a few people because we hadn't seen each other for quite a few years. And I said, how about if we sort of try and organise to get together a couple times a year? And they said, yeah, that'd be great. So what we've with Triglav Mounties, we've decided that we'll try and get together on the 25th of March. And just for a dinner and keep it to small numbers, we're going to hold it in the new function room that we've called the Lake Lead Room. That'll be the first official function. So I'm hoping that by getting together, we can sit down, have a bit of fun, talk about how we grew up in our youth and supporting the Slovenian culture and what we can do to move forward to bring us together at least a couple of times a year.
It's great to reminisce, especially because at the Slovenian clubs, as we know, not only in Sydney, in Melbourne and elsewhere, there were folklore dancing groups, there were choirs, bands, there were sporting groups, they played soccer and, of course, there were other activities. Sadly, it's gone by the wayside. I suppose things move on. There's not as much interest from the second generation as I suppose people would hope in this day and age.
Oh, look, it is. And I think one of the problems, well, I don't think it was a problem. It just said that, you know, as we grew up, we got married, we had kids, so we had other priorities. Now that our kids are much older and can look after themselves, you know, we've got a little bit more free time. And this gives us an option just to get back together as a group and see what we can do in the future. And like I said before, we all live so far away from each other, so to plan these events is a big task, and I think we're well on our way to achieving what we want to achieve on the night. And basically, it's just to get together, have a talk, and just have fun that night, and then see where we can move from there. And I think that's the way it's meant to be. It should be. There's not going to be anything else but a get together, a nice dinner, have some fun, and just reminisce what we did as we grew up. And see what we can do to move forward, and see if there's any other events that we might be interested in doing. Because I know I've spoken to the Bocce, and we've got the Triglav Mounties. They've got a Anzac Day Cup, which they hold every year. And I said, how about if, you know, would you be happy if some of us came along to join and play the game? And they said, that'd be fantastic. And I think that's what it is. It's mixing this generation with the older generation and see where we go from there.
Would there be any other forms of entertainment, perhaps such as maybe a sword-throwing competition or Branko Fabijančić belly dancing, something like that?
No, look. You know, you don't know what happens on the night. I mean, I'm leaving it very open to everybody and we'll see what how the night pans out.
Sadly, no belly dancing from you then.
No, I don't think my belly dancing days are over, Lenti.
Mine were over a very long time ago. We can all have a good laugh about these things.
Look, we can. And look, I think it will be a very enjoyable night. And later on, I think, you know, we might entertain the idea of maybe bringing our kids along later on and bringing them into the culture, what we grew up in. But I think the first night is basically just to get us together and then just plan out the rest of the, you know, what we can do.
Branko, we wish the committee at Triglav Club and, of course, yourself, everyone else involved, all the very best in organising this function, and we hope that you get a great turnout. No doubt we'll hear more about it after the event and next time we speak to you here on SBS.
Look, thank you, Leti. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell everybody about this event, and I also like to thank Triglav Mounties for allowing us to hold this event. Now, if anybody wants to come on board, they can contact me through the club, and I think most people know the club number, and just ask for me and they'll pass on their details to me. Otherwise, if you want to take my phone number, I'm happy to give it over the air now.
Go for it.
0428 004 139, and I must stress the numbers are very limited because this is a small event, so it's our first event, so I'm holding it, like I said, in the newly named Lake Leadroom, and we're keeping numbers down. And I'm hoping this is just the start of bigger things to come.
Sounding really, really good, Branko. Thank you so much. And let's emphasise, it's not only for those who grew up going to Triglav, but those who grew up going to all the Slovenian organisations in Sydney and elsewhere.
That's very true. Like I said, it's open to everybody. And the way we're broadcasting this is through social media and through word of mouth, and we're having some success with that as well.
Branko, thanks so much for joining us today on SBS Radio and telling us more about what's in store at this special reunion event. All the best. Hvala lepa da ste se nam pridružili tukaj na radiju.
Thank you, Lenti.